Okay, here we go. So we got these different positions on the order. Okay, so the different positions on Darkei Shalom, right? What's not Darkei Shalom? Why? I guess Men Torah, whatever. And on immediately the source, the idea that a Kohen goes before a Levi, before Yisrael, right? Okay. So maybe let's just start with the first two. How about? Okay, I mean, there's four positions. It's just really hard to swallow. Right, so why don't we start with the first two? They seem more similar anyways. Right. So the first one learns it from the Pasuk Veichta Moshe Torah Zos. Moshe wrote the Torah and gave it to the Kohen Bnei Levi. So you see that there's an order, Kohen Levi, where he gave the Torah. And the second one is he learns from Paraduma. Egla Rufa. So Egla Rufa says the Kohan and Bnei Levi approach because they're the ones who God chose. Levarcho, Lasharis Veshma, Lashmarsol, Varach Veshma, Malpiyam Yekal Revachal Naga. So therefore, they're the ones chosen for that. And somehow that's supposed to be a support of why it is that a Kohen and Levi have priority in Kriyas Torah. And I think on the surface, that's hard to understand because what is it with Kriyas Torah? I mean, Ve'ichta Moshe Torah, giving over the Torah, teaching the Torah, learning the Torah, it didn't make sense with Kriyas Torah. It's kind of what Kriyas Torah is. But this is a little bit of a stretch. So what's the what are these ideas? Right? That's the problem. The problem is, what idea does the second pasuk add that the first one doesn't have? Such that, whoever it is, really, Yitzchak Nafcha, has to bring an additional pasuk. Right? What's wrong with the first pasuk? It seems like a pretty, good pasuk, talking about Torah, reading the Torah, whatever, giving the Torah, reading the Torah, learning the Torah. Seems apropos. And what's the problem such that he decides to say, no, I have a different pasuk. Something like this. That maybe they're talking about different ideas in why or how to understand the priority of the Kohen over Levi in Kriyas Torah. Okay, over Yisrael in Kriyas Torah. Okay, because that's what they're trying to explain. How do we know what's the sense of it being Kohen Levi Yisrael in Kriyas Torah? So what about Kriyas Torah, or what about Kohen Levi Yisrael demands that there is this order in Kriyas Torah? Okay, so the first answer is, well, Kriyas Torah is an institution of Talmud Torah, of the Tzibur. Right, that's what it is. It's the Tzibur learning Torah. And the laner, the Bal Korei, the Korei, whatever, is the one who's reading the Torah to the Tzibur. So to speak, he's the teacher or he's the speaker on behalf of the Tzibur. Right? So it's saying is there an order in who's the one who gives the Torah or teaches the Torah to the Tzibur? In terms of Talmud Torah, is there an order? So it's saying there is. Because you see from this pasuk, when God gave the Torah to Moshe, he gave it to the Kohen of Bnei Levi and then to the Jews. So in terms of Talmud Torah, there's an order of Talmud Torah. There is. It's not everyone. Not everyone's equal in terms of the Mesira, in terms of the accepting and teaching the Torah. There's Kohen Levi Yisrael. So everyone's involved in the parsha of Talmud Torah, of learning and teaching Torah. But there is a precedence. First, he gave it to the Kohen, and then to the Levim, and then to Israel. So the Kriyas Torah, which is an activity of Kriyas Torah, of Talmud Torah, of the Tzibur. So therefore, we follow that order to express as an expression of that idea that there is a based upon that idea the different roles in Talmud Torah. Right? Yeah. It's like emulating the reality that Nesinas Torah. Nesinas Torah took place.
The words of God.
Yeah, right. God did it in this way. He set up an order. So now they're not all equal. So now you want to do Kriyas Torah. Who's going to represent us in Kriyas Torah? See the Kohen Levi Yisrael.
Right, it's like when you
call up. As I mentioned, the real Takan of Kriyas Torah is the one who called up, actually.
Yeah,
right. The real guy who reads it, he's the one who reads the Torah. Just nowadays, we don't do that because we're not experts or whatever. But you're really the one who's reading the Torah to the Tzibur. So you're the representative of the teaching, sharing the Torah to the Tzibur. So the saying is, in the representatives of giving over the Torah, so there is a pecking order. There's an order. So the saying is that the Seder of Kriyas Torah is modeled based upon the fact that there is the levels in terms of institutional Torah. Right? Like it says, Yoram Shvetach Yaakov is Vasla Yisrael. It's another pasuk that the Kohen is the ones who teach Torah, the Lish Levim, the ones who teach Torah to Jewish people. Easy side. I mean, this was the easy side, but even though it's easy side, I think if you define it, it helps. You know, even though it kind of made sense the other way. But it's like, what's the idea which is teaching us? Instead of just a limud, like what's it's bringing out an idea about the concept of the Seder to find Levi Yisrael. So maybe within this framework, we could say the next guy is, the next position, or Yisrael Nafka, is learning a different facet, a different idea. Maybe not necessarily exclusive of this idea, but another idea. Maybe it's Machlokes, maybe it isn't, but for a time being, a different idea of explaining the ordering in Kriyas Torah. Okay, a different idea. And that is, you see, by Egla Rufa, right? Egla Rufa, the Kohen is chosen. Why is he chosen? Ki bo bachor Hashem, because he's the one who's chosen by God, l'sharso, serve him, l'varach b'shmo, and he's the one who judges disputes and judges their nega. So he is the chosen one of God to be like the Oved Hashem, various capacities. It's a generic type of a choice, right? He's a Torah for Shearas of Avoda, for Bracha. So he is like the Bechir Hashem to be the Oved Hashem. So you want to, he's the Kohen we're chosen. It's a very generic role, right? Why is he doing the Rufa? Like you see, it's giving a whole list. You go, which one is this? It's not clear exactly which one it is. But the point is, he's the go-to guy for Avodas Hashem. Oved Hashem, he's chosen. He has a role. He's selected out as being the generic Oved Hashem. Okay, he has many roles. Many roles he's doing Avodas Hashem. The saying is, a Talmud Torah to the Tzibor is, besides just being an activity of Talmud Torah, it's an activity of Avodas Hashem, of teaching Torah to the Klal, the representative. He's the spokesman, telling everybody the Torah, reading the Torah to everybody. So besides for its particular identity of Talmud Torah, which there's a primacy of the Kohen and the Yisraelim, it's also a general, it's a more general identity as an Avodah, of teaching the Torah to the right. That's one avoda, like many avodas of teaching the Torah. And in avoda, there's the primacy also of Kohen Levi Yisrael, the avoda Hashem. So it's saying is the order expresses or is based upon the order of avoda Hashem, more general ordering, not only particular to Talmud Torah. So they're both true. He's not necessarily arguing on it, but it's a further. He's saying, don't make it sound like it's only because in the teaching Torah itself, there's an order. Even if you didn't have that pasuk. Even if you didn't have the pasuk that, but you know, Kohen and Levi, give it to all Kohen Yisrael. But still, now we need a representative who's going to be the one who's going to read the Torah aloud to the Klal.
It's like saying it's better order.
In fact, there's a mitzvah to have a Kohen on the Sanhedrin.
Why, at least one?
Many, I think. Let me see. That's my point. Is it's because the first one is just in terms of teaching Torah. Kriyas Torah is with a particular, what is it? It's Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, there's a Kohen Levi Yisrael. This is saying is, it's not Talmud Torah, we're choosing a representative of the Klal in this Avoda of Talmud Torah, of Kriyas Torah Tzibor. And in terms of choosing a representative for Avodas Hashem, you see from La Rufa, choose him because he's the one, Kibo Bachar, he's the Bechiras Hashem. For Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is done by Bechir Hashem. God chooses that. He chose the Kohanim to give them a unique role. So therefore, when we have to make an ordering, we show our ordering is based on the Bechir Hashem. God chose the guy. We don't just do it based on like personal merit, but we follow the idea of the Bechir Hashem. It's based upon the Avodas Hashem is because God was Bochar, a certain Bocharas to be involved in Avodas Hashem. That answers the question. The question is, Egla Rufa sounds like a totally different thing. The answer is, that's the point. And it's not, the first one was showing you the particular. This is showing you that the Kohen's role is varied. And a Kohen Talmud Torah is one of his varied roles. So it's Avodah, and his role applies to various roles. And that pasuk really shows you that. Right? Because others are saying, you should do Egla Rufa because he's the one who does all these things. What are all these things? Which one is it? Pick one. which is no, because he's the generic Avod Hashem, and God is Bochar him, and you want someone to act, oh, let's go with Avod Hashem. That's how we're going to decide. That's who does it. So that's why it's bringing up a pasuk, which is generic here, because that is another consideration in the Kohen Levi Yisrael ordering. So that's what so far I'm saying is they're not really arguing. They're both true. But he wants to show that don't think it's only because Kriyas Torah happens to be Talmud Torah. There's a more general, it's a key of a more general idea as well. I guess it's saying is that you see the Levi in the second pasuk, this is what John was answering yesterday, I think it's still true. Is that in terms of Avodas Hashem, so by the Vagler, we need someone. So we choose the Kohanim and Levi. So should have said, we choose Kohanim, they're the Avodas Hashem. But he says, no, the Kohanim, who are B'nai Levi. So apparently the B'nai Levi is part of their choiceness of vis-a-vis Avodas Hashem. Happens to be you only need one Oved by Egla Rufa, so therefore you don't choose both of them. But by Kriyas HaTorah, where you're having us ordering, and it includes all of Kal Yisrael, so therefore the ordering Levi apparently also has the unique role vis-a-vis Avodas Hashem.
Right.
And you see it does in the Mikdash, right? I mean, there's Kohen Levi, right? They do have a separate role.
Right.
Right. Just because certain times you only need one role. You only need one group to satisfy. It's not as multi, there aren't different capacities. And Aglarufa, it's a singular thing. So there's no, So we'll try for tomorrow to take up the third and fourth Shita. Okay? I think it's a good framework to set up here. I mean, to see at least whether it's exactly the same, a little different. But the point is, I think there's a good way to look at the Gemara, especially if four things. I mean, I don't know if it's four-way machlokas, it's hard to pull off. But it's different. Ideas, aspects of the ordering, different things which it's an expression of, a fulfillment of, developing the different facets of the ordering.
I think I was thinking